This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. We all want to have the right words for important moments of our lives, and I love hearing examples of when people know just what to say. I also love hearing clever solutions, when people understand human nature well enough that they tailor their instructions to take into account how people behave. So they say the right thing because they know what people will do. One of my favorite examples of this happened years ago. My older daughter, Eliza, was only about 6 or 7 years old, and she had a terrible case of the flu. She was moaning and groaning, and finally, I got really nervous. I thought it was just the flu, but maybe I was wrong. Maybe something was seriously wrong with her. Maybe she had a dangerous condition, like appendicitis. Fortunately, we have the most wonderful pediatrician in the world. I called her up and explained the situation. And here's what she said, which I think is so brilliant. She said, ask Eliza if she can jump. Wait, no, no, don't ask her that. She'll say she can't jump. Tell her that the doctor wants to know how high she can jump. So I put down the phone, told Eliza that the doctor wanted to know how high she could jump, and moaning away, Eliza jumped up and down a few times, then crawled back into bed. Okay, don't worry, said the doctor. If she can jump, it's not anything too worrisome. I was so impressed that she realized she couldn't ask if Eliza could jump, but how high. That shows such real insight into human nature. If I think, can I do this? I might decide, no, I can't do it. But if I think, how well can I do this? I encourage myself to give it a try. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.